It is impossible for God to lie. Isn't that awesome? God always tells us the truth, and there is no fine print attached to the truth, the Word of God, because it's all truth. This should give us confidence and boldness to step out on every word of God and to take every promise in the Word of God that belongs to us and apply our faith so that God can work it out. Psalms 119:160 says, "Thy word is truth from the beginning." Another translation says, "All your words are true." All of them, all of God's words are true. They are truth. That's why we can base our lives upon them. Another translation says, "The entirety of your word is truth." Think about the entire word of God is truth. Isn't that comforting? Every word that God has spoken in the written word of God, the Bible, and every word that God speaks to us is truth. It is truth. That is so comforting that I can base my life on something that is entirely truth. The Word of God is not only the truth, but the Word of God has no fine print. Well, when you're telling the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, you don't have to add any fine print to it. As we see so many times in contracts and advertisements of this world, they have to add the fine print because they don't want to tell you all the truth so that you will go ahead and buy it, what they are offering you. 2 Corinthians 1:19 through 21. I have been telling you about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He isn't one to say yes when he means no. He always does exactly what he says. He carries out and fulfills all of God's promises, no matter how many of them there are. And we have told everyone how faithful he is, giving glory to his name. Praise the Lord. We will find no fine print in the Word of God. God meant what he said when he said it, and he's faithful to carry it out, every one of his words. I want to share with you the power of the Word of God. Hebrews 4:12 tells us, "For the Word that God speaks is alive, and it's full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective." I can testify to that scripture. I can testify to the fact that God's Word has been the healing of my body many, many times and keeps my body well no matter my age. Praise the Lord God Jehovah. I intend to use the Word of God as my medicine the rest of my days. And think about it. It doesn't cost you or me anything for the healing of the Word of God and the medicine of the Word of God. Matthew 15:13, Jesus replied, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by the roots." By the Word of God, the Father is going to destroy every wrong image or belief that has been translated into us, inside of us, and we live out of, and that has guided us that is not in agreement with the Word of God and the Kingdom of God that has come to us through people who have spoken into our lives, our parents, relatives, teachers, preachers, etc., and came as a result of our environments or experiences that we have had. God is going to use the Word of God to remove all of that wrong thinking, all of those wrong images, all of those beliefs that has kept us from the life of God that he has promised us and the life in the Spirit. Deuteronomy 11:18 through 21. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes, and ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth. Through the Word of God, we are being programmed for true success. Now that we know the Word of God has power and is the truth, we can now have confidence in the manifestation of the promise of God, which are our promised land. 2 Peter 1, verses 3 through 4. For His divine power has bestowed upon us all things that are requisite and suited to life and godliness through the full personal knowledge of Him who called us by and to His own glory and excellence, virtue. By means of these, He has bestowed on us His precious and exceedingly great promises, so that through them you may escape by flight from the moral decay, rottenness, and corruption that is in the world because of covetousness, lust, and greed, and become sharers, partakers of the divine nature. Another translation of that scripture: as we know Jesus better, His divine power gives us everything we need for living a godly life. He has called us to receive His own glory and goodness. And by that same mighty power, He has given us all of His rich and wonderful promises. He has promised that you will escape the decadence all around you caused by evil desires, and that you will share in His divine nature. The Word of God is our medicine. My family and I this year celebrate 36 years of having no medicine, no doctors, and no hospital stays. Here's enough Word of God for you to also use as your medicine, just as we have, and you also rid yourself of this Babylonian world system and what it has to offer you that is costly and results in side effects and wrong diagnosis that leads only to you suffering yet even more. We'll start with Exodus 23:25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Exodus 15:26. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Proverbs 4, verse 20 through 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all of their flesh. Hebrews 4:12. For the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. 1 Peter 2:24. He personally bore our sins in His own body on the tree, as on an altar, and offered Himself on it, that we might die, cease to exist to sin, and live to righteousness. By His wounds you have been healed. Assuredly, as Jesus bore your sins and gave you His righteousness, the same day He was wounded and you were healed, that very day. Galatians 3:13. Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse, doom of the law, and its condemnation by Himself becoming a curse for us. For it is written in the Scriptures, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, is crucified. Now I want you to realize a truth. Because you have received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, your identity now is in Him. If you want to live in divine health, you must make your identity only with Christ Jesus.